Orleans Saints and the Houston Texans share the practice field of the Oshkosh Sports Performance Center. We'll have a complete wrap for you coming up. The New Orleans Saints afternoon wrap presented by Acme Oyster House is now. And welcome into a very, very busy Thursday here on Airline Drive. JD, as expected, a lot to watch today.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever a bad thing to work against another team just to get some different lifeblood on the field. And certainly we saw it in the Saints, whether it be individual drills, whether it was team drills. Those guys had a little bit of juice going today. Also the Texans. I mean, you're talking about a very, very formidable team defensively, especially. Now, we don't know what the Texans' offense is going to be, but we know if J.J. Watt is on one side, and also on Jadeveon Clowney is on the other, and you got Whitney Mercilus and Brian Cushing at linebacker. Got a pretty good defensive unit, so the Saints got some decent work offensively.
Yeah, high caliber competition today, and John, also a completely different look than what the Saints saw in Los Angeles against the Chargers last week.
Yeah, a little bit hotter, certainly, but you know, the Saints were good to get out here against a really, really good, formidable team. You look to see it, and the first practice against the Chargers last week, I would say by anyone's estimation, was not good. That's probably putting it politely. Mm-hmm. But I think the Saints were a lot more in tune today against the Texans.
Head coach Sean Payton on today's joint practice and also what it meant for the Saints to go up against that defense that John mentioned.
It's just a number of periods. We had a team run period today. We had 2 minute, a couple rolls. We had a ton of third down work, base work, red zone work. You know, we got a lot of film to cover, and you know, you see a different front. They're a little bit more out of a odd defense. So it's good. You know, we're gonna play week two. We're gonna play New England, and they're gonna be in a similar front, and we're gonna have to handle that. And so it's hard to replicate that during the training camp with your own defense if that's not your scheme. So the exposure to that early is good.
JD, one period that the Saints excelled in today, probably the two-minute period, both offensively and defensively. Offensively, had a nice touchdown catch for Brandon Coleman, and then twice the defense stopped the first-string Texans offense.
Yeah, nice interception, I think, by Vaughn Bell to finish out one of those drives. I saw a nice pass breakup by Sterling Moore. It looks like the Saints, again, were a lot better defensively and offensively against the Texans than they were against the Chargers. They were sluggish, so to speak, against the Chargers. But today they look pretty fresh-legged and pretty crisp mentally.
There's no doubt there's been a tremendous amount of time spent on the two-minute offense and defense during this training camp. And both head coach Sean Payton and defensive coordinator Dennis Allen spoke to the fruits of their labor today.
Something we've been emphasizing, you guys know as well as anyone, you know, in a handful of the last year's losses. You know, we were either A, unable to get the points we needed or you know, defend the final drive, and it's just it's such a significant part of our game, so we got to keep working on that.
Are you happy with what you saw in the two-minute defense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so I just think that it's something that it's that important that we keep practicing it. It's good when you get to do it against a different offense because the plays are different, snap count's different, protections. You know, it allows you to have to react to some things maybe you're not normally used to seeing.
We got two stops in the 2 minutes, so you know, that's good work, and you know, that's an area that we've got to improve on. You know, and that's where, look, this game in the NFL, it comes down to, you know, playing situational football. A lot of these games come down to a 2 minute drive, whether you're on offense or on defense, and you know, for us, our job is to go out there and stop them. So I was pleased that we were able to do that.
We're starting to look forward to Saturday now, and the schedule does change up a little bit here for the Saints and the Texans, too, who stay together for Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be more of a walkthrough situation. They're certainly going to walk through at the Superdome, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, on Friday just to get a little bit more acclimated to the surroundings. Now, of course, the Saints already know about it. But Drew Brees says they do change out the turf every year, so you kind of want to get a feel for it. The Texans will get a chance to work with them in there on that new turf.
Speaking of Drew Brees, speaking of guys like Adrian Peterson, Mark Ingram, Cam Jordan, I can't help but think already on whether or not they'll play on Saturday.
Yeah, all signs point to those guys playing on Saturday, getting in limited reps, obviously, but getting in the game nonetheless. We don't know how long they'll go. They don't necessarily need the work, especially the guys who've already been in this team and been in this offense and defense for years and years. But we're anxious to see Adrian Peterson.
No doubt. And John caught up with Adrian Peterson one-on-one after today's workout.
Adrian, just give us a sense of your level of anticipation here for this preseason game. We know you hadn't played in preseason in quite some time, but you're a guy who, competitor, anxious to get in. So what's your level of anticipation?
It's a high. It's a high level. You know, I'm approaching this week as if I'm playing. I haven't got that nod yet, but that's the mindset I have. So either way, I'll be ready to roll.
Your acclimation to this offense, to us, seems to be smooth. Mm-hmm. How's it been to you?
It's been smooth. You know, here in the last week and a half, I really kind of has locked everything in. You know, when it comes to the two-minute offense, you know, of course, Miller, that's pretty basic. You're running milking the clock. You know, your bombers and your empty type stuff. You know, being able to digest all that and start to becoming first nature, you know. So I feel really good and comfortable with where I'm at.
Okay, JD, let's go with maybe a big takeaway or two from today. What will you walk away from the practice field with most on your mind?
Well, I was extremely pleased with the Saints' competitiveness on this day. Again, we reflect back to the first joint practice against the Chargers, and it just didn't seem like they were in sync offensively or defensively, but they were a lot more competitive out here today. You mentioned the couple of things they were able to do defensively, highlighted by the interception by Vaughn Bell, and they were just a lot more enthused about what they were doing, it seemed.
Yeah, keep an eye on Sterling Moore, by the way. He had a good day today, and he seems to be creeping back into the conversation a lot of ways, reverting back to what he was able to do for the Saints last year. All right, as John mentioned, it's a walkthrough at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tomorrow, joint walkthrough between the Saints and the Texans, and then kickoff on Saturday at 7 p.m. Tomorrow we'll have kind of a training camp recap for you, and we'll preview preseason game number 3 here on CST. That'll do it for us on this Thursday. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly.